This is the Plain English Real Estate Show with your host, Rowena Patton, a show that focuses on the real estate market in terms you can easily understand. Call Rowena now. The number is 240-9962 or 1-800-570-9962. Now here's the English girl in the mountains, the agent that I would trust, Rowena Patton.
Good morning, and this is Rowena Patton on the Real Estate News Radio Show here with Nicole Horn today. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Rowena. How are you doing?
Welcome back. We seem to be getting together rather a lot on Saturday morning. Yeah.
Yes, I'm enjoying myself on this beautiful Labor Day weekend. How about yourself?
Isn't it gorgeous? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, of course, Randy Houston.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Who was serenading us on the way in this morning? You want to give us a little song, Randy?
You always try to do that to me.
I know.
Yeah. I'm shy.
One day. Yeah, right.
One day.
Me too. I'm shy as well.
Yeah.
I really am. So, it is Labor Day weekend. I'm sure we'll have some trivia about that for you. Let's kick off with our first trivia today from Nicole.
Okay, so, what is Henderson County known for? Is it A, apple country, B, sweet potatoes, or C, corn? Again, what is Henderson County known for? Is it A, apple country, B, sweet potatoes, or C, corn?
That's a tough one. 240-9962. If you're listening in Mars, 1-800-570-9962. Call in and let us know what Henderson County, and for those of you listening around the country wondering where that is south of Buncombe County, where Asheville is, and then you've got Hendersonville, which is, surprise, surprise, in Hendersonville County. So we've got all kinds of fun facts about this thing, whatever Henderson County is known for. And do you all know what Labor Day is and why we celebrate it?
Oh, please enlighten us. That's a good question.
What do you think it is?
I guess it celebrates the labor force in America.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And it became a federal holiday in 1894. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Great.
It must be coming of age here pretty soon. So it's 106. What's 106 plus 21? So it's 127 years.
106 plus 21. Yeah.
Yeah, 127 years of a federal holiday for Labor Day. And I'm sure we're all meant to stay off and not work, right? Because I think that's what Labor Day's about.
Yeah.
Never yes. seems to happen, though.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Interesting. And what do we all think about wearing white? I'd like to hear from you listening. What do we think about not wearing white after Labor Day?
I think it's personal preference. Personally, I don't know where that quote-unquote law came from, but, you know, fashion shouldn't stop regarding, like, well, I say that varies, you know, whether it's in the, you know, regardless. I don't see there being a requirement for stop wearing white. Wear it all year round.
Yeah, it's pretty strange, I think.
Depends on my cleanest dirty shirt.
Your cleanest dirty shirt. Okay. Well, apparently it was actually created to separate the old money elitists from the new money, as they called it back in the day.
Interesting.
So the old money elitists wore white and
Didn't wear it.
Didn't
because
wear it. Okay.
It's you know, it's a nouveau riche thing. And it was all about trying to keep it all separate, which is sort of interesting that we just continue that. It's one of those things, you know, we don't know about. Now, it all seems to be, everything you read about it, it's all about snobbery. There are numerous theories, but they all seem to be about snobbery, which is sort of interesting, I think.
Yes, it is. So, but it's not much observed anymore, is it? Or is it ladies?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think,
is it? Okay.
I don't know. I think
I say it depends on the person. I mean, sometimes some people I've seen that it's enforced and some, like, Like, some people just don't care.
How do people enforce it? Like, ooh, I can't believe you wear white. Yeah. Like, what is this? Like, the white fashion police.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's crazy. So, today we are talking about how the economic cycle affects you. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? You remember the big crash in 2007? We're going to talk about how the cycles run, and they've been that way since 1860. We're doing a lot of history today because it's Labor Day weekend. And what that means for you if you're selling your home or if you're buying a home. You know, it's like, ooh, what's going on with the market right now? And I get that asked that question all the time, as you can imagine. And we're going to go through a number of scenarios. So I would love you to call in at 240-9962 and give me yours, and I'll show you how the economic cycle really applies to your particular scenario. So give us that trivia again, Nicole, and you can win a free cocktail at Jargon. I'm ready for cocktails already. Who else is ready for cocktails?
I'm here. My hand's up.
It's the start of the weekend. And we're working. So, I mean, it could be mimosas or something, couldn't it?
Of course.
That sounds good.
Although, Randy, just so you know, I like mimosas with grapefruit juice.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
It's yummy. Yeah, never mind. Ooh. I was like, oh, gosh, I'm going to be wearing white on Tuesday. Fancy that. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. I don't want to tell you. So, thank you, Randy. So, you're going to make me some yummy, I think they're called greyhounds, aren't they? Or is that with vodka? Good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Wonderful. Where are you calling in from?
Calling in from Weaverville.
Nice. What do you think about wearing white after Labor Day?
It don't bother me at all. I usually don't wear anything white, but I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, there you go. Is that because what kind of work do you do? Do you get your white all dirty and then it's not white anymore, or you just don't like white?
Yes, ma'am.
Good for you. Do you have an answer to our trivia this morning, Steve, or you have a question or scenario you can put on?
I think Henderson County is known for its apples.
He gets that correct.
Yay! And Nicole's got the bell. So, yeah, you can have a bonus here. So Henderson County is actually one of the largest apple producers in the country. Do you think it's the number 100 in apple producers, number one in apple producers, or seventh largest producers in the nation?
I think it's probably the seventh largest in the nation.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And he got another bell. Yeah. I don't know what extra you get other than a big hug from us through the radio, Steve. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
I'm working today.
What you doing?
Building houses and checking my houses.
Oh, well, that's always good. We need some houses, so can you go ahead and build them a bit faster, please?
Trying my best.
Yeah, I know that's
a difficult lately.
Yes,
with all the issues that we're dealing with.
Well,
it's been very difficult. But
can you share some of those, Steve? Can you share some of the issues that are going on as you are building houses right now with the increase in construction costs and materials costs and everything else? What have you been facing? I mean, you're at the rock face. What have you been facing in building homes?
Tremendous labor shortage. Everybody is short on labor. The supplies, there's breakdowns in supply chains with getting materials sometimes. And just really, to be honest with you, the number one thing is getting people to work.
So if you want people, what kind of people are you looking for, and how do they contact you if they're interested in a position? So what categories of people are you looking for?
Skilled labor, skilled trades, heat and cooling, electrical, roofers, all are needed.
Framers, finishers.
Demand for them.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So
framers.
And how do you...
Everything. There is... They can get through with the Asheville Area Home Builders Association is probably the best thing to contact.
Okay. What about if they want to contact you directly to to, you know, with any positions you've got open? What, is there a website you can send them to?
Like I said, the Home Builders Association is the best because there's probably 150 builders.
Yeah.
That are part of that.
So what's
that
your...
That would be the easiest, quickest way.
What's your building firm? Because I'm trying to get you some people in your building firm right now.
Yeah, we've got enough as our firm, but our subcontractors are what's...
Oh,
really
I gotcha.
Hurting out there. They don't
I gotcha.
Enough. Like, you know, we sub out all of our work.
Mm.
So, like, graders, they don't have enough people working for them. It's
gotcha.
It's hard to... There's not enough skilled laborers out there.
But why is that, do you think, Steve? I'm handing you a hot potato
It's probably a combination of a lot of variables right now with that extra money that the government's giving people to stay on at home and make more money than they would be out working. That's number one. But mm-hmm. I also feel like this society has pushed four-year degrees on people
mm-hmm.
and not supported the trades in our school systems. And to me, there's a lot more need for people coming out of high school that's got a decent vocational degree or, mm-hmm. or education and a four-year university degree. And right now, the system, I think, is backwards. I think they pushed more people than they ought to go to a four-year college instead of more people to a technical college.
Well, I guess it costs a lot more, doesn't it? And you've got all these kids coming out with massive student loans. Not that mm-hmm. I'm against college education at all.
Yeah.
It's just that clearly 100% of us aren't built for college education or we end up not doing the... It's interesting when you look at the figures of how many people end up actually using their degree in their vocation. It's actually very small.
Yes, including myself.
Yeah, right. Including me, really.
The system is wired backwards right now. Honestly to goodness, they push 70 to 80% of the kids to go to a higher education after high school, and they put them on these routes in their high school education that supports that, but they get out there, and then number one, they can't go to college because they can't afford it, or mm-hmm. they go to college and get a political science degree, and then they end up waiting tables for 5 years.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
there's
exactly.
nothing out there for them. I really honestly believe it should be 60 to 80% of kids need to have a vocational education so that they can go out and do bricklaying or electrical or heating and cooling, because those people can make every bit as good a living as those with four-year degrees. And, you know, it's just wired backwards. And then there's a lot of people sitting at home not doing nothing, drawing unemployment and making more than they were with their job. I think that dangling apple there has pulled a lot of people away from work. You can't even go to McDonald's without having to go through a drive-through because they don't have enough people
right.
to work the inside area.
Have you seen what they're offering now as a startup? You know, a startup, a joining bonus.
An hour.
Yeah. But
they still don't get people there because they're sitting at home drawing more money than $17 an hour.
Isn't that amazing to work in McDonald's?
Interesting. They need, I mean, every single place in Weaverville has only drive-throughs working. And I don't know how long a company can survive living off of a drive-thru. But if people don't get off their butts and get back to work, they're not going to have nowhere to go back to work when their benefits get cut off.
Well, it's
and
true.
It's really getting dangerous.
You're right.
Dangerous out there.
And I think with the fast food restaurants particularly, I think my guess would be they're making a lot more money from the drive-thrus because they're not having to employ all these people inside. And there's long lines outside the drive-thrus all the time. And, you know, you don't have to clean things. I'm sure you're inspected in a different way. It's sort of interesting. You don't have to keep cleaning the toilets, putting, you know, paper in the toilets, all that stuff, soap in the bathrooms. I think you save a lot of money, particularly
Absolutely.
On the people who are hired in there. And they're all offering, I don't know if you've noticed this outside now, $500 to $1,000 joining bonus. So you can go, you know, they're so desperate to get people in that they will give you $1,000 to go and work at many of these now, at least $500 in Taco Bell.
Absolutely.
And you're seeing it all over the place. It's shocking. So they think about 50%, I mean, I'm looking at different numbers here, 50% of people who have a degree over that actually don't think their degree was worth the money, and secondly, don't use their degree afterwards.
Yeah. Well, really, to be honest with you, put it in layman's terms, those degrees that those people are getting, 50% that don't use their degree, that degree is only helping the school system out.
That
charged them $100,000 for the school.
Exactly. That's
where the money's going. And they don't care. It don't matter. Hey, you're happy. You've got what you wanted and you've got a degree. But, you know, it's sad out there. It really is. I mean, everybody's hurting at McDonald's, you name it. IHOP had two waitresses working and one lady working in the back because nobody will come to work, or they hire somebody and they work for 2 days and quit.
Yeah, we're the same way. You know, it's we are, you know, looking at that. And of course, the community colleges right now are offering free year, I think, for 2020 or 2021 degree programs. So it's always worth looking at those. And I also hear from a lot of young people, especially those just getting out of college, who feel like the vocational jobs are beneath them. I don't know how else to say it. You know, that because they're getting a degree or whatever it is, they shouldn't be working in a restaurant or at McDonald's or at, you know, Home Depot or out in the field or, you know, learning carpentry or whatever it is. And yet those vocational jobs, A, if you're really good at it, can make you a lot of money, easily as much money. At the top of any job that you do, the people at the top are the ones that make the most money. So if you get really good at it, you can make a lot of money and open your own carpentry business or plumbing business or electrical business, or whatever it is. Right now, these
subcontractors can command an awful high price
for
what they're getting because the system's cornered.
Yeah.
They've got more work than they can possibly do. And
you can take it anywhere.
Because I'm going to tell you something. These skilled trades, there is absolutely nothing to be ashamed about by being a plumber being an electrician or being a framer. Those are your heroes in real life.
Yes.
You know, just like the police, just like the servicemen for this country.
Yep.
They're building America. There is nothing to be ashamed of.
At all.
And right now, honest to God, I'm making more money in construction than I am with a master's degree in education.
Yep.
So you can make money and a great living learning a trade. A brick mason right now, he can command a price. He can get any price he wants because there's such a demand for that.
Yeah, tell me something.
Try to do a chimney for you.
The best guys in all of the trades right now are in six figures. So listen to that, kids out there, in six figures. The best ones I'm talking about. And not only that, it's not like it's also the kind of work you can take with you. So if you decide to move to California, wait, that's silly. If you decide to move to New York or Florida or something like that, then you can take it with you. That trade can go anywhere with you, and you can pick it right up and off you go again, you know. Anyway, so we've talked enough about jobs today. However, Steve, I so appreciate you and like giving a little light on how difficult construction can be right now. A lot of people are looking for new homes, so we're certainly not trying to put people off looking for new homes, but you have to be patient, especially in the mountains, right, when you're building a home.
Yep, you have to be patient, and right now the interest rates are so low, it would be crazy not to get in. Building prices or the materials and stuff are coming down somewhat. You know, framing materials coming down, but other things aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm all for vocational education, and it needs to be pushed in the 12 degree.
I agree with you.
Be pushed, not they don't need to treat it like a master child, okay? And that's the way it gets treated.
Totally.
It needs to be focused big time.
Yep.
People need to know how to do things, make a living, and support their families and be able to function as a family.
And keep our houses running, for goodness sake. All right, Steve, stay on the line. Randy's going to take your number, and we'll have a chat later on. And I have Cameron on the line. Good morning. How are you, Cameron?
Doing great this morning. How are you?
Good. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm sitting out on my back porch enjoying this beautiful early fall morning.
Isn't it gorgeous? Definitely feeling a little fall coming in. I had a sweater on yesterday morning sitting on the porch.
It's college football on today.
It's
a good day.
Starts up again. Yeah, I knew that would make you happy. So what's what's going on in the world of lending, Cameron?
Well, not to boomerang you back around to talking about jobs, but that was really the measurable thing that is affecting our world right now is the what the smart people, the really smart people that make all these predictions on these things, had, if I have the numbers correct, I think they had anticipated close to 750,000 new jobs, non-farming jobs, to be reported. And again, I'm going off memory from earlier this week. I think it was less than 250,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the smart people that know got it wrong by about 2/3, and that is that's an alarming sign, particularly with the amount of jobs that are open and the amount of people that are not, that are filing for unemployment. That's an abysmal number. So what that basically means in my world is it gives us an indication of recession, gives us an indication that, well, rates are not, it certainly did not encourage the Federal Reserve to change their stance on interest rates. So sort of a good thing, double-edged sword, rates are going to stay down. Bad news is, I mean, our economy is just not acting like it's supposed to act.
Well, and supposed to act, you know, we know that we're going to go into a period of recession because that always happens. 7 to 11 years, good old Clément Juglar set it up in 1860. Nothing new there. It's perfectly normal. And I think we've got short memories because this happens every 7 to 11 years. And yes, we're 3 years overdue. So there's a lot of 30-year-olds out there right now. I have no idea what we're talking about because they were too young to be affected by the economic cycle last time. It's just parents going, oh yeah, things are a bit tough right now, for some of them at least. And, you know, we've got inflation going nuts right now. Wages are going through the roof. We've got hiring bonuses right at ground level jobs, all through the high-end jobs. And what do you think is going on with people not hiring as many people as we thought they would? What's happening there? Have they just given up because they're not, you know, finding people? Or what's going on with that?
Well, not, I mean, this, I don't have any super great insight into this beyond my personal observations. My brother runs a small restaurant outside of the Hickory area and cannot find people that are willing to work. Just like the other gentleman said, or just like you said, you know, they'll show up if one thing just kind of goes wrong. And in the restaurant industry, when things get hectic, you know, things get hectic, and if you need the money bad enough, you push through it. But then these people realize they can just up and quit and go find work somewhere else. They would rather spend their energy learning a new place and learning a new system as opposed to just working through the adversity. And I think it's a horrible trend, just as human beings, much less, you know, workers, that you want to just quit something instead of working through it. And that's
makes my heart heavy.
We will. Yes, it does. You know, hopefully it, we can, you know, life is all about pendulum swings, and I don't like the direction this pendulum's going, but at some point it will reach a tipping point and come back the other way. It has to.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also have federal unemployment benefits ending this weekend for millions. So, you know, they've been in place since the CARES Act was passed in March 2020. And I think, you know, with COVID, Delta, who knows? I mean, I'm hearing a lot of people say that they've tested positive, but they're not telling them whether it's Delta or 19 or whatever variant is out there right now. So, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in that. And, you know, finding a job when all this COVID stuff's flying around. And you would hope that that's going to put some more people back to work. However, the other side of that is it cuts spending from households. And when households spend less, that hurts the economy because the economy is based on us all spending a ton of money.
Right.
It's going to be interesting watching that as those benefits finally end. And of course, you know, all the various moratoriums have stopped or stopping now as well. So that will be interesting to the eviction moratorium, the foreclosure moratorium, the forbearance moratorium. I'll be so happy when I don't have to say all those again. And I think we've got something like 1 million jobs out there that could be filled that haven't been filled. So, yeah, the job situation is really concerning, I think.
Well, at some point, the ride will stop. And at some point, you have to pay the piper. And I think we're, you know, the ride's starting to slow down for those that have, you know, listen, There are people that have had to take advantage of the government assistance to make it through a hard time. There's no shame in that.
Absolutely.
But as with everything, as with welfare and every other government sponsored payment, there are those that are taking advantage of it as well. If we could just get off that rat wheel, and everybody just start pulling a little bit in the same direction, imagine what we could do.
What a nirvana thought. Wow. Everybody pulling in the same direction? Well, the sad thing is that 99% of us do pull in the same direction, and yet, you know, all that's talked about on there in the news is how we're all so divided. So I think most of us do pull in the same direction, at least on the key issues. All right, my darling, anything else you can tell us in terms of what people should be looking for right now? And remember, this is Cameron Ball, who is our preferred lender. And you can go to mountainhomehunt.com, mountainhomehunt.com. Finance, you'll see his smiling face there. See what he looks like. Put a face to the radio voice that he has. His cell phone is on there. You can call him. You can visit his website. You can apply for a loan. You can send him a quick email on there. So mountainhomehunt.com. Click on Finance at the top. Anything else you can give us today about rates or buying a home?
Rates are incredibly low. I'd be hard pressed to really nail down a memorable time in our history where it's been a bad time to buy real estate. So you can listen to all the pundits, you can make your best guess at it, but the best time to buy real estate is 6 months ago, so get on it.
Yeah, isn't that true, really? And it's all about what stage of your life is at, and what we're talking about today is how you overlay that with the economic cycle. And I have a great visual for this for any of you listening that I'd be happy to share with you. Thank you so much, Cameron, for spending your Saturday morning with us, as ever. It's much appreciated, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, darling, have a good one. Bye. I love it when Cameron calls in. Do you want to throw another trivia at us, Nicole?
Okay. Next one is, North Carolina has how many counties? Is it A, 100, B, 2, or C, 52? North Carolina has how many counties? Is it A, 100, B, 2, or C, 52?
240-9962 if you're dialing in locally. 240-9962 if you're calling in from Mars. 570-9962. We're going to go to break in just a second here. This is Rowena Patton on WWNC 570 with the Real Estate News Radio Show. We'd love to hear your questions and your thoughts and opinion on what's going on in the economy and the housing market today.
From the 570 Weather Center, this is your Weather Channel forecast.
The high today will approach 79 with a mix of clouds and sunshine and a light breeze out of the north and northwest. And clouds will increase overnight with some fog and a low dropping to 57. Partly cloudy and warmer looking ahead to Sunday tomorrow, the high of 82. Some isolated showers may pop up late on Sunday night with a low of 63. That rain will exit early on Labor Day, and then during the afternoon, some breaks in the clouds with a high in the upper 70s. Expect low 80s on Tuesday. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel.
Hi, this is Rick, and we sold our home with Rowena Patton at All Star Powerhouse. We didn't really want to move, but needed to for my job. Our first realtor didn't listen, didn't care, didn't try. Not a single showing in 2 months. A friend recommended Rowena. She saw the hard work we'd put into the home, what it meant to us, and what it could mean to someone else. Next thing you know, it's sold. If you need to get your home sold and not just listed, you need to talk with Rowena Patton. Give her a call at 828-333-4483.
Rowena Patton here at All Star Powerhouse. Sell it now. Don't wait. Call me at 828-333-4483.
Don't let real estate pass you by with All Star Powerhouse.
Wherever you go. Welcome back to the show. We have Lee on the line. Good morning, Lee. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Where are you calling in from?
Chandler.
What's the weather like in Candler this morning?
Oh, it's 70 and sunny right now.
Isn't it beautiful out there? Oh, my gosh.
It is.
The leaves aren't even, well, we see very little evidence of the leaves turning already. You know, they just start early sometimes. It's so gorgeous out there. What are you doing for the rest of the day, Lee?
Going to be doing some house yard work, probably.
Ooh, yeah, it's getting cooler, so we can all get out there and get excited and do our... I keep trying to get excited and do my yard work, so... If anybody does yard work out there, especially in West Asheville, let me know. Or Mills River, for that matter, because there's some yard work to be done. So, do you have an answer for us today, Lee, or any thoughts on what we're talking about with the economy, or...?
Yeah, so I'll give my answer. Yeah. 100 counties...
Yeah,
that's correct.
So that's realestatenewsradio.com, realestatenewsradio.com. Click on Win a Prize on there. What do you? I don't know if you've heard any of the rest of the show. We're talking about how the economic cycle affects you when you're buying and selling homes and what's going on with particularly jobs right now, because that seems to be one of the most concerning factors where we just can't get people back to work. You have any thoughts on that, Lee?
Yeah, I don't really need to share them all, but I think people need to get back to work. I think small business owners are really hurting, and I think they are the backbone of our country. You can build a great economy on other people working. Small business owners are taking a big risk by putting their money out there, and they're trying to build these establishments, and people aren't working right now.
Yeah,
I think creating a nanny state and the government's taking care of people right now when most of the time they probably don't need to.
Well, that just ended, so it'll be interesting to see what happens and if that actually gets some people back. And, you know, I think we have a lot of college kids buoying those numbers as well, which will be interesting to see what happens there. There's a lot of college kids out there that don't want to work now. You know, we were talking about vocational jobs earlier on, the trades, and how we just can't get people into the trades anymore. Or think about starting, like, we have an Earn While You Learn program, for example, for people that are at real estate school. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a lot of new agents out there that get in and think that it's an easy job, and I promise you it isn't. For any of us that have been around a long time in real estate, we know that. But it's really hard to, and we don't offer a fortune. It's $12.50 an hour. But you're an agent, you're brand new, you don't have any experience, no training. We have a best-selling book on selling real estate and buying real estate. Went bestseller day two, and it's full of programs, which we teach everybody that's new. And it's surprisingly hard to get, you know, this is a great opportunity to get into real estate and be trained at a very high level. And it's surprisingly hard to get people in. I think that it's they're getting their license and just hoping for, oh, you know, you get into real estate and immediately you have all these contracts. Well, the average agent does 6 contracts a year. And we've got Tyler this year who will be doing about 40, just to put it in perspective. So that's a lot of experience that you gain and a lot more money you make by doing it at a higher level, just like any, you know, business out there. So I feel that we are a small business. You know, I feel that pain trying to get people in. And I think sometimes it's like, oh, we're just going to, you know, get our license and earn a whole lot of money, when 87% of new agents have left in year two. And the feedback I get from them is, oh, well, nobody helped us, or we just felt like we were drowning. We didn't want to go knock on doors. Our friends and family got tired of hearing, do you want to buy or sell real estate? You know, isn't that the truth? So, yeah, it's certainly not just my business, I know. You know, all kinds of businesses are struggling through this.
Sure. Sure thing.
Do you have a business?
Yeah.
Lee?
I do not. I'm a pastor.
And oh.
So I don't have a small business. But, you know, my thought is just vocational trades or college, whatever program you get into. Just follow those passions and those where your heart is. And if it's to be the best plumber out there, do it with all you can. And if it's to be the best teacher, sure, go to college and do that and be the best teacher you can as well.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you can, you know, I don't think the kids at school realize how much money you can make in the trades. And it's something that's so transferable. Anytime you decide to live somewhere else, you know, you are able to take that with you very easily. And Pastor Lee, oh my gosh, you're absolutely running a small business. And guess who you've got mm-hmm. at the helm? That's high accountability.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You got a whole different CEO, and I'm sure that you are, you know, managing your place of worship there, and you have people coming to clean it, and I don't know, play the organ, and all the other stuff that goes on in a place of worship. You're running a business there.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't run it like a business. I've been a part of both, and so you can't run it. There's a lot that transfer, but there's a lot that doesn't. So,
yeah.
I don't see it necessarily as a quote-unquote business. But, yeah, definitely things that focus on the eternal impact versus the temporal.
Yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank you. Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in today. Did we? Yes, you got the counties already. Yes. That was a really tough one, wasn't it? So, realestatenewsradio.com. Thank you for your service, sir, of course.
Yes,
thank you. Realestatenewsradio.com, and click on that link. And I'm guessing you're going to be running in for that free cocktail, am I right?
I'm sorry. Somebody passed me in the car and I didn't hear you.
Oh, gosh. So there's a free cocktail in Jargon in West Asheville, and then there's tea and scones in Nettie's in Waynesville, and then we also have Sunshine Trading where you can get a free mask. And I said, I bet you're just scooting in as fast as you can to get that free cocktail in Jargon, aren't you?
Probably not going to happen, but thank you.
All right, my dear. Thank you. You too. Yep, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. That was so nice.
Yep.
I'm so naughty.
Well, being in the religious community, some pastors do, you know, alcohol. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that personally.
So not that unusual.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Except that even if Lee does secretly, and we're sure you don't, I'm sure he wouldn't want to chat about it on the air, would be my guess. Okay, so let's dive into a few listings here. We have got a lovely new little brick ranch that's been fully remodeled, a 3-2, under 250,000, 249.9. Oh my gosh, 249.9. Pretty amazing, right? And then we've got a beautiful home in Candler, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. You can see all of these by going to mountainhomehunt.com, mountainhomehunt.com. Click on search and our listings to get to see all of these. This one has got long range views. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's a builder's home. It was going to be a forever home, so, you know, to the utmost high standards. It has a guest house. Both houses can be used for Airbnb and you can make a lot of money. It's got an established business that's Airbnb. And that is 1.4 million. It's 3686 square feet. Had to remember that one carefully. We've got another one in Candler at 2.295 million, 5,918 square feet, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. Again, if you want some inspiration for your home, go look at these two for the pictures of the insides because they are absolutely spectacular. It's like looking at, you know, a home magazine with the really high-end homes. And then we have 325 in Hendersonville, in Asheville, excuse me. 325, this one is about 6 minutes to downtown Asheville and about 5 minutes, not even 3 minutes, to Biltmore Village. 325 for a 3-2. This is a really cute little house with great curb appeal. And 325 is a good price for a house around here right now. We have a beautiful log cabin in Black Mountain. I'm giving you all our new ones here. 224,950. It's only a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, but it's 914 square feet. You can sit on the porch and hear the creek rushing by. And it's cedar plank sided. Really cute little house. And it's only 7 minutes from downtown Black Mountain. So not way out in the boonies there. Not that we don't have people that want to be way out in the boonies too. We've got a 4-2 in West Asheville. We've got a whole bunch of lots out there. We have a great home in Mills River, one of my favorite here in Mills Point, 524,800. This is a 3-2, 2747 square feet. That's 502 Fox Hollow. Go to mountainhomehunt.com and click on the search for those names or anything else. We've got a bunch more to share with you, but I'm not going to keep you all day going through them. You can go to mountainhomehunt.com, search our listings. We'll have a whole bunch more for you, including a brand new one next week, which will be fun. We actually invoked our love it or leave it guarantee when one of our recent buyers who bought just a couple of weeks before they had to turn around and sell it again because they got a great job opportunity in another city that's over 2 hours away. So that would make for way too long a commute. So we are selling that one. We're just getting in the process of getting it on. It's in Hyde Park. Very, very cool home. I've got some great pictures on it. Coffered ceilings. And that's going to be mid three. So around the 350, 375 mark, something like that. In a great brand new, so this you don't have to wait anymore for the house to be built. They've lived in it for all of 2 weeks. The boxes didn't even get unpacked, so you can have this new home right away, which is kind of unusual. Okay, so and Love It Leave It is we sell it free for 6 months. So if you're coming in from New York, if you're listening from Texas, if you're listening from Florida, you're not sure where Candler is, you're not sure where Hendersonville is, you're not sure where Black Mountain is, and you're a little uncertain, but you absolutely love that house. I don't want you to move twice, and it's not likely to happen. But you come in, assured that we will sell it for you free on the seller side for 6 months. And we actually set it at a discount for you, all of our All-Star clients, when you buy a home with us, for 10 years. It's the longest guarantee in the business, which is very cool, obviously. So just before we jump into the cycle and finish up with that, Nicole, can you believe we're almost at the end of the show? Where does the time go? 12 yes. minutes left. What's your week been like? Are you seeing lots of... So, you know, you are at the rock face. You're taking the incoming calls. You're making outgoing calls. You're talking to all those new people that sign up on the website, and it's about 10 a day. So that builds up mm-hmm. very quickly. What kind of conversations are you having with people right now? Are you seeing a slowdown, a speed up? What's it look like?
It's been steady so far. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely mainly it's been training. And, you know,
so we have two new people. Yeah. Let's give a shout out to Josh and Carson, who are doing amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have two new agents on board. One is going through school right now on the Earn While You Learn, and the other one has his license already and is ready, chomping at the bit to get out there. But we go through some pretty rigorous training first.
Yeah, and that's my personal favorite is the training part.
And you're Me really good background. At it. Yes. Teacher background, thank you to all the teachers out there, as well as Nicole for training everybody internally and keeping all going on, which is wonderful, of course. Okay, so let's give a few scenarios, and you can hop in here as well, Nicole, if you can think of any conversations you've had recently.
Okay.
So, again, I have a wonderful visual, even though I say so myself, on this, that shows the peaks and the troughs and the kind of headlines to look up and look out for, and or themes of headlines. Also triggers to what will have it shifting this time around, because you don't want to be caught with your pants down. Oh, Randy's going to beat me. We just don't. It's like a light switch when it goes off. Many of you may remember it in 2007. Of course, that's 14 years ago now. It's a 7 to 11 year cycle. Well, for 7 to 11 years, how come it's been 14 years? Because it's been the longest cycle in history. So this was all set up by Clément Juglar in 1860. It's been going 7 to 11 years. Some have been a bit longer, some have been a bit shorter since 1860 when we started measuring it in that way. And that means we're 3 years overdue for a market correction. And yes, I've been saying this on air for 3 years. Because when that light switch flicks, it's fast. And people go, oh yeah, but if I'd sold my house a year ago, I'd have lost all the extra money I'd have made in it. But think about that for a minute. In fact, that happened to me. I sold 2 years ago for the first time, actually, in not my real estate career, because I was buying and selling real estate before I had a license, not illegally. And each time I managed to get out at the peak and just by the skin of my teeth sometimes. One was in San Diego the last time around. That was a little scary. So this time around, I sold my house 2 years ago, and I probably could get a significant amount more for that house now. However, 2 years ago, I got to move into, it was a 3,000 square foot fabulous house in a very nice neighborhood. And then I moved into a little redo cottage that was about a third of the size, and I couldn't be happier. And yes, it's been a lot of work, and you know, now I'm settled, that house is easily appreciated as much as the other house has. And I'm where I want to be. So you don't necessarily have to time all of this. However, if you're just thinking about buying or selling, I was just ready. You know, I needed to. There's some people that really need to. Maybe you've got a new baby on the way, or Maybe you are in your 60s or 70s, and this is where the cycle comes in, 7 to 11 years. So we're at 2021 now, so we're looking at the next peak, right? We've crested already. We're seeing it at the top. We're seeing it where the you just set yourself up with a property search that are properties like yours at mountainhomehunt.com. Mountainhomehunt.com. Set yourself up with a search. Just save a search similar to your houses on there. It will alert you anything that sells or that's put on the market similar to yours. So you can just watch the market. You can just have it come to you once a month if you want to. So those of you doing that, and we've got, I don't know, probably 25,000 of those properties alerts going out to people all around the country and internationally sometimes. If you're doing that, you're seeing price reductions frequently right now. You're also seeing homes going on a little bit less than they were. You're also seeing the higher priced homes sitting for longer. In general, I'm generalizing, of course. So I believe we've already crested, which puts us at 2027 or 2028 to 2031, 2032. So think about that for a minute. If we're at 2031, the house you're in, does it work for you now? So scoot forward. We're approaching Thanksgiving here in a couple of months. Scoot forward to Thanksgiving. Close your eyes. Think about the house you're in 2031. Does it work for you? So if it does, don't sell it, keep it, because that's the next time we'll be at the peak. And, you know, prices will come down and then go back up again, just like they always do, 7 to 11 years. So 2031 is the magic number. Now, it could be 2027, you know, 6 or 2028 now. So think about 2028 being the earliest, 2031 being the now, again, maybe we'll have a long cycle again. Maybe it will be shorter, but it's a cycle. Please understand it's a cycle. So you have to figure it all out on something. So I spoke to somebody, a couple in their early 70s the other day, and they're like, well, you know, we're not sure whether we're ready to sell yet. Here's the deal. Do you want to wait 7 to 11 years? Because if you don't mind that, but if you're 75 and you're waiting 77 years, that's 82, and that's the earliest part of the cycle, right? To your mid-80s, do you really want to be moving then? So, you know, your age comes into play. That's why I always say, think about 2031. Or split it in the middle and think about 2030. Does your current house work for you? If it does, great. Another way to get out of it is to lease the house through that 7 to 11 years. So if you've got the appetite for it and the gut for it and the backbone for it, because it's, you know, especially for first-time landlords and ladies, it's not a breeze or walk in the park. Of course, we've had the eviction moratorium here for the last year or so. So that was having a lot of tenants not pay for their rent because they couldn't afford it, and or for whatever reason. A lot of that money hasn't gone to the landlord. So I think that's putting off a bunch of people off actually renting out properties right now. And if you're going to buy them at the trough. Where's the trough? It's about 3.5 to 5.5 years. It's in the middle. And like I say, I've got a great diagram. I share it with everybody. When we go out, we share it with our buyers to look at where you're at in the cycle. Maybe you just got divorced. This is a really tricky one. So if you just got divorced, you might not be emotionally ready to sell the house. You might be thinking, maybe he'll come back, maybe she'll come back. So that's okay. But again, what does that house look like for you on your own income should they not come back? And let's be brutally honest, most of the time that doesn't happen. What will it look like for you in 2030 with the house that you're in? Do you want to keep paying that mortgage or do you want to right size? Very tricky thing for divorcing couples because they have dual incomes and now they're going most often going down to single incomes. And, you know, often you can't afford the house you're in or it's got a lot of equity in it. One of the partners wants it. So just think about that, you know, we deal with a lot of estate sales or a lot of sales between divorcing couples and think about 2030 and does it work for you? It's a tough thing to do when you're going through those emotions, I know. It might be that you just had a parent that passed. I'm thinking these are all examples I could give you from people I'm working with in the last week, not the last month, but the last week. Mm-hmm. So maybe a parent has passed and you're dealing with all the emotions of that and clearing it out. We've got amazing movers, packers, stagers, cleaners, you name it. We'll help you through all of that. And I understand, again, if you want to keep it, but I want you to think about keeping it through 7 to 11 years so you don't lose out on money because your parent who has passed or your relative who has passed is up there saying, get your money out of it. If you're not going to use it and enjoy it, get the money out of it and put it towards your life and what you're doing. It's a box at the end of the day, and it may be full of memories, and those can be very painful, and you might think that they don't want you to sell it or something. However, you don't want to be selling it in 3 to 5 years' time when we're at the trough. That's not fun either, so be careful about that.
And what I get from, I've talked to some sellers, you know, they're in that situation, whether a parent or a spouse has passed, and they've said that it's too much space for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not only too much space, you know, they're probably in their 50s or 60s or 70s at this point. The kids aren't coming home from school. You know, they kept hold of that big house. I see this all the time. People in their 70s and 80s who still have that 5-4-bedroom house that, you know, 3,000 plus square feet that they bought to raise their children in, and now they're in their 60s and 70s, and they're heating and cooling all of this square footage, and they're paying taxes on all of this square footage. You know, the roof may be 25 years old. It may be aging out, whereby a lot of things are going to start, you know, needing replacing there. And that size of home, as we're going into our, you know, older years, are not necessarily prime houses for us to be in. Not that you have to be in, you know, houses that are 6 feet apart or anything like that, but there are other homes we can find you with acreage if you want it, maybe on a single level because you're tired of doing those stairs at this point. So, yeah, really think about that. And the empty nester syndrome is a big one. Empty nesters, like, well, we'll just give it another year or two because maybe when they finish college, they'll start coming home.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you on, I mean, you can Google this stuff if you want to, but I've seen it. We're at over 3,500 sales at this point. And it's very rare for kids to come home. You are so blessed if your children come home, especially if they're coming home with their children. You are so blessed. And that's not because you've been bad parents or your kids don't like you anymore or anything else. We all go off. As a parent, we're supposed to create these independent children, right, that go off and be independent children. So you've done your job. Good job. And, you know, all those memories of when they were babies, the houses I go into with the wallpaper borders around the top and, like, choo-choo trains for the little boy that,
height,
you know,
charts.
Yeah, is now 39 with his own family and his little choo-choo train still in the bedroom.
Little pink bedroom.
Yeah, and the girls with, like, little fluffy toys in there. I'm like, oh, how old is your daughter? 42. Oh, okay. So, yeah, this happens all the time. Sell that down house. It's what Airbnb is for. And get yourself in what you want to be in life. If you really want that house, keep it. That's fine. But think about the space. Think about the cooling and heating and the maintaining of the landscape and everything else. And whether at your stage of life, we'll just put it that way, you could do with something that's lower maintenance. I know I'm loving it. I can speak from personal experience, and I'm loving having a lot less maintenance there. Any final thoughts, Nicole? Thanks to all our callers today, by the way.
Also, any FSBOs, we are realestatenewsradio.com. You can also enter your FSBO on there.
Realestatenewsradio.com, realestatenewsradio.com. Go ahead, put your FSBO on there. Great point. Homes for Heroes, Teachers, Police, Fire, Veterans, Military, all get 25% off. Give us a call.
This has been the Plain English Real Estate Show with Rowena Patton. Visit Rowena and post your questions at radioashville.com or call her at 828-210-1648.